That's a truth we need to apply. As a matter of fact, it's a biblical truth. Ephesians 4:26 says, "Don't let the sun go down on your anger." If you wait to resolve the conflict, you know, you just get mad, you just end up sawing your house in half and moving the half of the house. I mean, right? When I was a kid, on occasion, my mom would can some types of food by using a pressure cooker. Anybody seen one of these in action? All right. In case you haven't seen one, a pressure cooker is a large pot that seals tight, and there's a small little opening at the very top where steam is released. And Mom always knew the exact, maybe there wasn't any secret to it, I don't know, but it amazed me that she knew the exact weight to put on that little exit pressure reliever thing, so the pressure was just right inside that pot, right? And the combination of the heat and the pressure kills all the bacteria, it cooks the food, and when it cools, well, first of all, what happens when something heats up? It expands, right? And so all that comes out of those jars that are in there, and then when it cools off, what happens? Yeah, it does the reverse of expanding. It's not coming to mind. Shrinks. And it causes a vacuum in there, right? It causes a vacuum in there, and you don't even have to refrigerate those bottles. They sit on the shelf. Sometimes they'd sit on the shelf for a year in our basement before we would use a bottle of green beans or a bottle of beets or a jar of beets, excuse me, something like that. There's no need for refrigeration at all because of that steam and that heat would cook them, right? Well, tell me something. If something would happen and that little vent relief, that pressure relief valve would get clogged up, what would happen in that pot? Oh, yeah. Man, it's going to hurt everybody all over the place, isn't it? Yeah. Folks, we're a lot like that canning pot. We have got to let go of the steam. Whatever makes us angry, we have got to find a healthy way to let it go. Because otherwise, what do? You explode all over the place, and it's a mess, and you hurt everybody that's around you. You hear what I'm saying? Address the issue in love. Now, guys, I don't want you to get all freaked out on this thing. This isn't that lovey-dovey, touchy-feely love. This isn't a Valentine's Day love, all right? This is agape love. This is the kind of love that God showed us. This is the kind of love where you become vulnerable to another person the way God became vulnerable to humanity and ended up dying on the cross. This is the kind of love when we're man enough, when we're woman enough to say, you know what? It's not going to change me. Your response will not change me. I want our relationship. Well, our relationship is more to me than myself. You understand what I'm saying? It's a vulnerable love. It's agape love. It's when you engage in dialogue and you need to be direct and address the issue, but you got to do it in love. My advice is that when you begin by affirming the relationship. And this is not Bill Stout. This is just a name. You say, Bill, I value your friendship, and because of that friendship, I think you should know that what you said to me this morning really hurt me. Then you describe what it was that wounded you. Maybe even say, you know what? This has happened in my life or is going on in my life right now, and man, whenever you said that, it just really pushed my buttons, right? Don't tell them how insensitive and stupid they were. That's just going to go down a road that you didn't want to take, right? Identify the action of the words that hurt you and address it. But address it in love. If your intention is to inflict punishment or guilt, you might as well keep your mouth shut, folks. Approach the conversation with the intention of resolving the conflict and making the relationship better and stronger. I promise you that if you approach them angry, with a hurtful attitude, their defenses are going to go up and that battle is just going to increase in intensity. Right? You start bringing up past issues and every other thing they've ever done wrong and you will get nowhere. Speak the truth, but speak in love. See, consider their response. Really listen to their response. Oftentimes we find that they didn't really mean to hurt us. They had no idea that that would hurt us when they said that. Confronting conflict is a way to help people grow. It's an opportunity to reveal patterns to overcome a lifelong problem. Maybe something's going on in their life that could cause them to hurt you.